said one of the knaves, still pretending to work. "You do not say whether the stuff pleases you." "Oh, it is excellent," replied the old minister, looking at the loom through his spectacles. "This pattern and this colours, yes, I will tell the emperor without delay how very beautiful I think them." "We shall be much obliged to you," said the impostors. And then they named the different colours and described the pattern of the pretended stuff. The old minister listened attentively to their words, in order that he might repeat them to the emperor. And then the knaves asked for more silk and gold, saying that it was necessary to complete what they had begun. However, they put all that was given them into their knapsacks, and continued to work with as much apparent diligence as before at their empty looms. The emperor now sent another officer of his court to see how the men were getting on, and to ascertain whether the cloth would soon be ready. It was just the same with this gentleman as with the minister. He surveyed the looms on all sides, but could see nothing at all but the empty frames. "Does not the stuff appear as beautiful to you as it did to my lord the minister?" asked the impostors of the emperor's second ambassador, at the same time making the same gestures as before, and talking of the design and colours which were not there.
"I certainly am not stupid," thought the messenger. "It must be that I am not fit for my good, profitable office. That is very odd."